When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been presented by Health Markets. Shop for health insurance your way.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
God, a home run! A three-run homer for Salvador Perez!
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Furnier.
All right, listen. I really don't care who your favorite college football team is, how they looked, what they did last night, what they're doing right now, what they just completed, because we're all Royals fans, and that Royals team, unlike maybe your favorite college football team, that Royals ball club certainly seems as if they are prepared for the postseason. Right? That looked like a team ready for the big stage. Royals take game two. They take the series in Pittsburgh, grabbing, well, this one that was put on a platter for them. Royals do what good teams do, and when you're going to give us a W, we're going to walk away with it. Royals do just that. 5-1, the final score. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's also our text line number. 913-586-7965. Now, there's no tiptoeing around this. The Pirates were bad today. Now, Pittsburgh gifted Kansas City at least three of their five runs, maybe more. And outside of Bobby Witt Jr.'s first inning, no doubt, bomb, outside of that 420-foot blast, the Royals, yes, did what good teams do, and that is take the runs, take the free 90 feet, and ultimately take the game when it's presented, as it certainly was, by that Pittsburgh defense today. Not only did the Royals take it on the base paths and score those runs offensively, but really the story of this game today was on the mound. Right? You want to talk about taking a game. That's exactly what this pitching staff allowed. Right? Michael Wacha, Chris Bubich, Sam Long, Lucas Erceg, four names right there that, well, you know where I stand, how I'm watching these games, listening to these games. It's about two things. It's about health and confidence. And Michael Wacha and Chris Bubich and Sam Long and Lucas Erceg, listen, Waka's always had confidence. This is a guy that won the NLCS MVP as a 21-year-old, right? Chris Bubich, Sam Long, Lucas Erceg, these guys haven't been key cogs in a postseason push before. This is the first time for all three of them. So for them to continue a strong finish to the season, man, that has to buoy your spirits heading into October, because I know it does for me. And you have to imagine that it does for them as well. Chris Bubich coming in with the bases loaded and only one out in the eighth inning. Yes, the Royals have a healthy lead in that eighth inning, but one swing of the bat and the entire thing could change. But just pure, calm, veteran presence from a guy in Chris Bubich, who I know it doesn't feel like he's a cagey vet. But like Brady Singer, right, Chris Bubich has been pitching at the highest level dating back to 2020. Now, Chris Bubich is a guy that jumped from A-ball to the big leagues because the organization was in a pinch in the pandemic. Right, Brady Singer and Chris Bubich stepped to the forefront pretty quickly after being drafted in 2018. Stepped to the forefront, not with their stuff, right? Not with overpowering stuff. The first thing that impressed me about Brady Singer and Chris Bubich was what's going on between the ears. So now, as a guy in Bubich who has done everything, right? Started relief, long relief, high leverage relief, battled back from Tommy John surgery. Now, Chris Bubich has to feel as if I'm as good as any left-handed reliever right now in Major League Baseball. That's certainly the messaging he should be receiving from his fellow bullpen mates. Lucas Ursig locks down the ninth inning. Sam Long goes through the heart of the Pittsburgh lineup in the seventh inning. So the story of this game is, without question, the confidence likely continuing to build in that Royals bullpen. Now, I would love for James McArthur to remain confident, to find confidence, let's put it that way. But it's unlikely that all eight in the bullpen, as of right now, are oozing confidence. But let's be honest, of the eight that are currently in that bullpen, actually, I think it's down to seven now. Of the seven that are in that bullpen, how many of them are even going to be on the postseason roster? Maybe half, maybe four of them, likely only three of them. So, yeah. Could things have been better? Of course, it's baseball. That's always the case. But the young men that you want to find confidence over the course of these final 2 weeks of the season, it certainly appears as if they're doing just that. Bobby Witt Jr. back, right? You can only keep Bobby Witt Jr. down for so long. He's back in a big way today, driving in three runs and picking up his 58th multi-hit game of the season, matching Luis Arraez for the most in Major League Baseball. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Let's go to John in Overland Park. John, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking the call again. Hey, they work today just like they've done it all year. Great, or not great, but really solid pitching, timely hitting, Bobby's bat. But the analogy I'm coming up with, because these guys are really starting to show their swagger now, and they're getting to what I would call, and I'm a long-distance runner. I've run long for a long time, and they're showing their kick. Right now, they are really getting to the point where these next couple weeks, they're just racing to the finish. So I love the confidence. They're going to win 90 games, and they're going to get their bullpen set for the postseason, and I'm excited like you wouldn't believe. So thanks for taking the call, Vern.
Yeah, I love hearing it. To reach 90 wins, the Royals need to grab 8 wins in the final 13. Finish 8-5. That's certainly possible, right? Tomorrow's finale with the Pirates, and then 3 at home against Detroit, 3 at home against the Giants, 3 in Washington, and 3 in Atlanta. Yeah, there's no reason to believe that this team will fall short of 90 wins. Now, currently, their winning percentage has them pacing for 89. But either way, we're going to have a good time watching this team play playoff baseball. You talk about that kick. I'm with you. It certainly feels as if it's a team playing free and easy. A team that doesn't feel much pressure. That's what it looks like. Now we'll see what changes, if anything changes, once the postseason arrives. But it is a strange feeling, right? Even as a fan, even as a media member, it is strange watching this team with 13 games remaining. And yet, man, I've told you, it's they're playing with house money, in my opinion. That's never happened before. At least not in my time at Kansas City. Not with the baseball team. Because, you know, 2014 at this time, it came down to the end. You know, are they going to win the division? Can they win the division? Is it wild card or bust? It came down to the very end. There wasn't 13 games, 15 games to put your feet up and just say, hey, guys, stay healthy and try and find some more confidence, which, again, is my only focus right now. Stay healthy, and Q and the rest of the coaches, man, do your best work right now as far as finding opportunistic moments to plug and play this slumping bat or this slumping reliever. You know, find those moments to hopefully try and find some confidence for fill-in-the-blank young Royal. But it's a strange feeling, isn't it? 14, 13 now? Honestly, I've been there for about 4, 5, 6 days. Feet up, acknowledging that this team is playing with house money. Even in 2015, that postseason chase down the stretch, yes, they had the division in the back pocket, but there was pressure on that team. You know, that was World Series or bust. So even though their final 13 games, it was, you know, it was a wrap. You knew they were going to be the number one seed. You knew they were winning the division. But you just wanted the postseason to get here because they had to go back to the World Series. That's not the case right now. At least I don't believe it's the case. To me, the case is, can you believe they're here? Can you believe what's happening right now? And I can't wait to see what they do with the opportunity. Can't wait to see what Lugo and Reagans and Michael Wacha do with the opportunity. What Salvi and Tommy Pham and Bobby Witt Jr. and Lucas Ursek do with the opportunity. Royals take the series in Pittsburgh. 5-1 is the final score. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Phone lines are open for you. We'll get to the text line coming up in a moment. We'll also head inside that Royals clubhouse. All of that and you after this.
You're listening to Vern's postgame show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass to his feet. Throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
The pitch. Fastball drilled high in the air, deep to left field. Reynolds to the track. He turns around. It's out of here. The first inning rocket from Bobby Witt Jr. And the Royals have a 1-0 lead, two batters into the game. Home run number 31, RBI number 100 for Bobby Witt Jr. in 2024.
That's Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Bobby Witt Jr. puts the boys on the board in the first, and they would never trail in this game. 1-0 after one, it would remain right there until the fifth inning. Royals put two on the board in the top half of the fifth to go in front 3-0. Pirates get one back in the bottom half of the fifth. But then the Royals again, gift-wrapped, courtesy of the Pirates, two gift-wrapped runs, one in the sixth, one in the seventh, and that's how we arrive at our final score. 5-1 Royals, they take the series in Pittsburgh and now take aim at a sweep. Tomorrow it's Brady Singer going opposite a very good right-hander, the hard-throwing Jared Jones. 12:35 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11:30. Right here on 96.5 The Fan. Yeah, Bobby Witt Jr., 31 home runs, 100 RBIs at that moment. He'd tack on another RBI in the fifth, another RB.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the seventh, so Bobby joined Salvi now with 102 RBIs on the season. First time in 22 years, the Royals have had multiple players with at least 102 stakes. Bobby hitting .333, that's the best in Major League Baseball. He's the best at a lot of things. He ranks first in hits and runs scored, ranks second in extra base hits, ranks third in doubles, fourth in OPS, fifth most RBI, and his 31 home runs are good for 12th in Major League Baseball. After the game, he received the Joel Goldberg treatment on Bally Sports Kansas City, talking about RBI number 100 for the season. He also scored the 300th run of his career. Here's Bobby Witt Jr. on all these milestones coming within the Royals' 82nd win of the season, securing their first winning season since 2015.
Yeah, it's great just to get a win. I think so. The stats and everything come with it. But yeah, just getting the win and getting the series win and then try to get a sweep tomorrow.
This team has been so resilient all year long. You lose that seven in a row. I never saw anybody with their heads down. Now you've won seven of the last nine. How much of that is that veteran influence kind of teaching all of you the way you go about things? It looks like you've all jumped on that.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, just take things day by day. And then if something goes wrong, just flip the page, get to the next day, and really control what you can control, prepare the best you can, and then just be able to be out here and be where your feet are.
It's been so interesting to watch. The guys in the booth really summed it up best, saying that this has been a stretch of yours where you haven't been as hot as usual, yet you're still doing something important every single game. You haven't looked like you were slumping, but what have you done over the last couple of weeks just to kind of keep level-headed?
Yeah, you just got to take things day by day. That's really all it is. Try to prepare the best I can and just really just take things pitch by pitch and then see what happens at the end of the day.
So relief in that home run or just another home run?
Yeah, just another one in the books, and so just a good win. And I think we're going to the Roberto Clemente Museum, which would be kind of cool.
Rumor has it, we went, Jeremy Guthrie and I, the other day, Jake Eisenberg, and the owner who you'll meet tonight said that if you hold some of those big, heavy Clemente bats, it's good for luck. He said, don't tell the other side. So make sure you grab some of those. Most importantly, your grandparents are here. I know that we always get a chance to see them when you're at Fenway Park. You're looking up right now. What does it mean to be able to have your grandparents watching you play?
Yeah, it's pretty special. Anytime you see them coming from Massachusetts, my grandma's from Pennsylvania somewhere, I believe. And so, yeah, just seeing them up there and Yeah, it's just great. Great. Anytime you get to see him, get to see me play. So it's a lot of fun.
There you go. Bobby Witt Jr., 2 for 3. He drives in 3 runs. He's hit safely in 7 straight games. That audio courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City. I mentioned Bobby has the second most extra base hits in baseball, second only to Aaron Judge. Bobby now has 85 extra base hits. That's the second highest single season total in Royals franchise history. He's now one shy of the franchise record set by Hal McRae back in 1977. So yeah, Bobby's still on pace to shatter a record that has stood for nearly half a century. Our daily Wit Watch is brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Visit communityamerica.com to join. Member owned, open to all, invested in you. Let's go to Tyler in Kansas City. Tyler, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals win 5-1. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vern, it's a good win. It's been a good series so far. I'm so happy for Witt to get over 100 RBIs. It kind of makes me feel for Vinny, though, because I know he was on fast track to do it, too, and it would have been nice to see all three of them get it. So it makes me feel for Vinny. But it's a great series. Hopefully we can keep the momentum going. And it just slipped my mind who Cleveland's playing tonight. Tampa Bay. So go rooting for the Rays today. So anyway, thanks, Vern. Take care.
No doubt. Appreciate the phone call. Way to stay locked in. Because the best thing that this team can do for Vinny Pasquantino is, well, not much right now, but come October, keep winning, right? Well, I guess what they could do right now is track down Cleveland, earn a first-round bye, give themselves, what, 5 off days before the ALDS starts on that Saturday? ALDS begins in 3 weeks from today. If the Royals can track down Cleveland and don't even need to pass them, right? You have the season series against the Guardians. So if you could just end with the same record as the Guardians, you win the division, you'll likely grab the number 2 seed. And then you, after that finale Sunday in Atlanta, you put your feet up. You rest and recover on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then you begin the postseason on Saturday. Cleveland in action later on tonight. Detroit, Baltimore play each other later on tonight. Those are the games to watch. Cleveland, Tampa, Detroit, and Baltimore. The Royals are 2.5 games back of Cleveland in the division. A game and a half back of Baltimore for a home playoff game. Catch Baltimore, and the wild card series will be at Kauffman Stadium. Catch Cleveland, and the ALDS will begin at Kauffman Stadium. And for those of you that are worried that, why are we talking about playoffs? Nothing is set in stone just yet. You know, you're right, yes, but you have a 5.5-game lead, a 5.5-game cushion protecting this invitation to the postseason. A 5.5-game cushion with 13 to play. Now, this season will go on beyond game number 162. I'll tell you that right now. As the Royals win again while riding that starting staff, riding Michael Wacha, who spins 5 innings of 1-run baseball, strikes out 8. It's already the 4th time this season Michael Wacha's had 8 or more punch-outs in a start. His season total's now up to 138 strikeouts. Now, might not sound like a lot juxtaposed to the 200-some punch-outs that Cole Reagans has already put in his back pocket, but the 138 strikeouts for Michael Wacha is the 3rd highest single season total of his 12-year career. So great job again today by Michael Wacha. He's now 13-7 on the season. Great job by Sam Long and Chris Bubich and Lucas Ursegg as the Royals hold their opponent to 3 runs or fewer for the 74th time this season. Royals are now 67-7 when they hold the opposition to three runs or fewer. That is by far the best mark in all of Major League Baseball. Just complete and utter dominance by the one aspect in this game that you would choose to be dominant in. And Royal starting pitching has been sensational in the month of September. Royal starting pitchers have held opponents to two runs or less in 10 of the 12 games this month. In fact, they've held them to three runs or fewer in every single game here in the month of September. Outstanding stuff. Royals win 5-1. We'll take our final quick timeout and get back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's postgame show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass, to his feet, throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Swing and a ground ball to third. It gets by the third baseman, Triolo, into left field. Here will come Massey around third. He'll score, and the Royals lead it 4-1.
They would go on to win 5-1, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. That's Steve Stewart describing one of the many mistakes by the Pirates' defense today. That was an error off of the bat of Freddie Fermin, an error on the Pirates' third baseman, allowing Michael Massey to score the fourth run. Now, the second and third Royals runs were courtesy of a misguided dive by Pirates center fielder O'Neill Cruz that turned an Adam Frazier leadoff single into an Adam Frazier leadoff triple. The fifth Royals run, yeah, sure, Kyle Isbell roped that center cut fastball to lead off the seventh, sure. But then Bobby Witt Jr., okay, they called it a double to center. O'Neill Cruz needs to make that play as well. That, to me, was an error. Now I'll take it. Bobby will take it. Bobby picks up another double. Again, top three in Major League Baseball when it comes to doubles this season. Bobby, the 11th player in Royals franchise history with more than 30 home runs in a season. Bobby goes 2-for-3, belting his 31st on the year. And the Royals pick up win number 82, securing a winning season for the first time since the championship season of 2015. All right, let's go to the text line real quick. 913-586-7965. That's the number. From the 816, Vern, the pressure is on Cleveland from here on out. I'm with you. Yeah. Again, to me, it's all house money right now with the Royals. Could they be a better playoff team? Sure. Could they be a more perfect playoff team? No doubt. But for God's sakes, they're a playoff team. No, there's no way that frustration will set in at the conclusion of this season. You can be disappointed for about 12 to 20 hours, but no, we will always remember 2024 fondly. A lot of love for the bullpen coming in on the text line, understandably so. Rally Mantis shining a light on Lucas Urseg, who threw a scoreless ninth inning today. Urseg now 19 appearances in to his Royals career. 25 strikeouts in 20 innings of work. Only two walks. Urseg's holding opponents to a batting average of .197. Scott in Phoenix shining a light on Sam Long. Yeah, Sam Long deserves that. Sam Long's put up a zero in 12 of his last 16 appearances. And I see SJ. SJ writes in, Vern, it feels like this team is starting to peak at the right time. Starting pitching is solid as always. And the bullpen, yeah, it makes me twitchy, but I'm feeling confident with Urseg, Daniel Lynch, and, well, you saw what Chris Bubich did today. Hang on and enjoy the ride. Kind regards, signed SJ. Yeah, Chris Bubich comes in, bases juiced, one out in the eighth inning, and he strikes out the only two batters that he faces. Bubich has 31 strikeouts in 24 innings this season with the Royals. 31 strikeouts and only one unintentional walk. Yeah, man, you think about that playoff bullpen. Alec Marsh is likely out there. Let's hope that Michael Lorenzen is out there. to go along with a Lynch, a Bubich, an Urseg, Sam Long. No, John Schreiber got the job done today. All right, that's going to do it for my job today. Going to hand things back to Fox Sports Radio. I appreciate you listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 11:30 right here on 96.5 The Fan. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Pasquantino smacks it deep to right field. His second home run of the game.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 96.5thefan.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.